Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Strawberry Alarm Clock bringing us back seven from the Wayback Machine, seven till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great time with our good friend Chip Bell. He is the founder of the Chip Bell Group, which is one of the greatest organizations devoted to customer care on the planet, probably in the galaxy. The author of all the books that you need to know about customer care, including his new book Sprinkles, and the one before that was the 9.5 Principles of Innovative Service. Don't forget the half there. Customer Loyalty Guarantee, that's another. Wired and Dangerous, one of my favorites. Chip, thanks again for being here. What is innovative service?
I think it's taking what the whole concept is what I call value beat. We all know about value added, taking what the customer expects and adding a little more. And the problem with that is you obviously elevate the customer's expectations when you do that. Mm-hmm. And pretty soon you run out of room. And there's a big challenge with that kind of linear approach. Innovative service is value unique. It means it is service that has a little sense of creativity, a sense of ingeniousness to it. And the whole idea is to create an experience that leaves the customer pleasantly surprised. And so that's what I write a lot about is how do you think differently? How do you look for examples and ways?
So by definition, yes. Chip, if I said to somebody who is practicing innovative service, by definition, if I said, how will you serve the first 10 customers today, they would almost have to say, we don't know yet.
That's true. That is true.
Because if it's innovative, then but what they'd have to say is, we don't know yet how we'll serve them. We just know that whatever we can do to make them happy is what we're going to do.
Right. And if I can add that element of surprise, that's why I like sprinkles.
Right.
You know, what makes a good cupcake unique, different, special, is sprinkles or ice cream or whatever. But it's that whole concept of can I add a little extra? And the key to making innovative service work is not only is it unexpected, that's sort of a given, but is it simple? And it is the simple things that makes the customer swoon. Mm-hmm. You know, we start bringing in helicopters and champagne and red carpets, customer starts worrying about what they're paying.
Right.
But if we add that real simple, then that's why we say sometimes it is as simple as a special smile. You know, I was in New York City and I was eating at a diner. I like diners, the real McCoy. And the waitress that was waiting on me brought a bouquet of flowers and put them on my table and said to me, my husband gave me these yesterday for our anniversary, and I thought you might enjoy them
your breakfast. Wow.
Well, that's simple. Yep. That's simple. But it's having the thought to say, what can I add to this experience that's unique? And so that's the kind of thing. And it's having employees who are resourced. I use that word for they're the right people and trained and supported and empowered and all those things that are resourced to think that way of saying, I'm going to put a smile on that customer's face. When they leave here, they're going to have a story they can't wait to share with everybody.
Well, you know, I rented a car a couple weeks ago, and this particular day I got a premium car because I was going to have some people with me. It was a bigger car. And so when I got there, I always do the deal where I don't have to stop anywhere. I just go get the car. And I know where to go in the aisle, right? So I went there. Well, there was no cars, no premium cars there. And I turned around. Well, there's somebody right in my face working there. I said, sir, you looking for a premium car? And I said, I showed him my paperwork. He said, we're out, and I've got another one coming, but I don't think it'll be here. It'll be about 5 or 10 minutes. Look over. And he pointed to one of the SUVs, which is above a premium, right?
Right.
He says, is that, will that silver one work? And I said, you sure? He said, take that one. He didn't
there
blink. He didn't even blink.
He didn't blink. That's the key. Somehow somebody had given him the latitude and the authority to make those on-the-spot decisions on behalf of the customer.
Now, the truth is, I didn't, It wasn't a big deal to me because I would just as soon have had the other one, but it was an upgrade in their mind, and the main thing was he just wanted to make sure I didn't cost me any time.
Exactly, and that's what you want. Yeah. Is that simple sensitivity and compassion for the customer that they care enough to think this customer's in a hurry? Let me get them out of here in a way that was that.
And
that
5 minutes, 5 minutes before I got there, he didn't know he wasn't going to have that car.
That's right.
But he made a difference.
And exactly.
I need your website, Chip. Your website, quickly.
It's chipmel.com. Pretty simple.
All right. And Sprinkles, that's the new book. Check it out, folks. You can put it on your ice cream. Thanks, Chip. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Chip Bell, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd have fun when Chip joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'll be back after the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.